I'm really, really pleased. I mean, obviously, you're all tired and a bit lethargic after the Christmas break and people forget things. But on the whole, it's been brilliant.
It is the final countdown now, just over 2 weeks, and it will be dress rehearsals, technical rehearsals. How are you feeling at this stage?
Well, as director, you're always a little bit apprehensive, you know, of it all coming together. But past experience tells me that it's always like this in the run-up to the panto. When it comes, it will be great, it will be lots of fun, and everyone will really enjoy it. So get your tickets, guys!
That's the thing now, isn't it? Ticket sales. They've gone on sale. Talk me through how much they are and what the deal is with tickets.
Okay, well, tickets are €6 across the board, which I think is quite a good price. So the tickets can be purchased from the welfare office at Ironick, and the telephone number there is 2395 7711. You can get them from myself. I'm on 976 70673. My home number is also 2396 2220. So people can call or send me a text message, or if they know Zoe Atkins, who's producer, she can sort them out with tickets as well. It's going to be a really good show. Lots of hard work's gone into it, so please come and support Mercury Theatre at Ironick.
Let's just run through the dates that it's happening, and you've gone for different times on each night. Why have you decided to do that?
Well, we decided that on Thursday the 19th we would go for a 5:30 start, because it's a school night and I just think the kids get so tired. And normally a panto, you're talking about 3 hours. So it means that it's not, you know, so late for them finishing. Because then on the Friday the 20th, we start for a 6:30 kickoff, which makes it a little bit later. And then on Saturday, the last performance is 7 for a 7:30 kickoff.
Anyone coming along will be transported back to Christmas, because the panto is called Santa in Space. I know you're keeping it under wraps as to exactly what the plot of the show is and so on, but you are looking for Christmas decorations, and as people are sort of putting everything away this week, it might be a good chance to donate any old stuff that they're not going to be keeping.
Absolutely. You know, if anybody's got any Christmas trees and decorations that they want to get rid of, you know, maybe they're posted this year or maybe they just want new next year or whatever, please let us know here at the theatre, because we want to try and make the theatre as Christmassy as possible, because it is the week before Christmas. Yes, we're starting all over again.
Any more clues as to what exactly the show is all about? Because you haven't gone for a traditional pantomime.
Well, you know, you've got your resident baddie, as always. You've got your gorgeous principal boy and the princess who fall in love. Will they be together at the end? And we've got our fabulous dame who makes us laugh throughout, and our comedy duo as well. You know, I don't want to give too much away, but that, you know, there's the good, the bad and the evil. And lots of cute kids. They are gorgeous and they've done so fabulously well.
Now, who else are you appealing for at this stage, Sue? I know you're always looking for volunteers and helpers, but there's some last-minute jobs that need doing. Talk me through what they are.
Well, we've got lots of painting that needs doing. Really, you know, a pantomime doesn't get off the ground on its own. We always need people to come up and help paint. We've got someone who's drawn the set. Really, it's paint by numbers. So if you can offer any time, even if everyone offered an hour, that's something. We'll get this set done.